Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Theater and Reality. Thursday, March 19th. Our text is Matthew chapter 27, verses 24 to 26. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Pilate is being theatrical when he literally washes his hands of Jesus' blood. He is trying to disassociate himself from what's about to happen as clearly as he can. It's nonsense, of course. Pilate is the only one with legal authority to kill Jesus, and everyone knows that. The crowd is also being theatrical with their over-the-top language. "His blood be on us and our children." They don't really mean it. They simply want Pilate to get on with the show. They accept responsibility for Jesus' death because they are quite certain that there will be no reckoning. Nobody will ever force them to pay for the evil they are doing. But Jesus isn't being theatrical at all. He's being real. He's doing reality with every painful step he walks and every drop of blood he sheds. He knows that what he is doing will save everyone who trusts in him from the power of sin, death, and the devil. His suffering, death, and resurrection are the most real things that have ever happened to us, because they take people who are dead in guilt and shame and turn them into forgiven, blessed children of God. We pray, "Thank you, Lord, for saving me in reality." Amen.